One area that this country's latest financial stability report assesses is our ability to recover from adverse shocks. Director of the Central Bank's Research and Analysis Department, Anton Belgrave, has been among those preparing the report, and he tells us that an emerging area for analysis is our exposure to climate risk.
I don't know if you have been following, but you know, you're seeing the effects of climate risk emerge in, say, what's happening in the insurance market in Florida due to that most recent storm. So you can have, you know, everything seems to be going well, and then the nature of climate risk is that this one sudden impact, all of a sudden you discover that you're not as well covered as you thought you were. So the purpose of trying to assess climate risk is really to try to identify both the physical risk that is out there, as well as also the transition risk that your financial system is likely to encounter, given that the world is likely to move towards a net zero production of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Climate risk is a particularly difficult area because you don't have a good historical data set that you can draw on to make your assessments. It's a fair time away, and the magnitude at the end of the day in terms of some of the events are uncertain. But from what we are seeing, they seem extreme when you do have an event.
Mr. Belgrave adds,
climate risk is globally, is something that requires a great deal of granular data. You have to understand at a fairly deep level the exposures of the entity. And the entity in turn would need to have an understanding of, say you have X hotels which are close to the water, et cetera. So you need to have that sense of what is in the portfolio of the entities that you regulate to a much greater extent than we do know. And there are also secondary effects, like if you might have a situation whereby your exposure is kind of indirect in terms of climate risk, because there's also something called transition risk, whereby if the world suddenly decides, okay, we can't use oil anymore, and you have had lending to a oil refiner, all of a sudden that particular asset becomes impaired, and that would flow through into the financial stability of the entity lending to that no impaired asset.
So given the shortage of information to better assess climate risk, what more is Barbados doing to improve in this area?
Well, it's actually a kind of a multifaceted area. We're actually going to be working with one of the biggest networks in terms of regulators and in trying to ensure that we understand, are able to use climate risk models effectively. This is something that will be not just in my department, but certainly in our bank supervision department. I know the Financial Services Commission is also focusing on this area as well. So we are basically drawing on some international training and the international partnerships to build up our skill sets in that area and to have a greater understanding of the models and such forth that will be used in that area.
That's the director of the Central Bank's Research and Analysis Department, Anton Belgrave, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.